This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. Since this was a big week for the Democratic Party, we're spending time this weekend getting to know those who will be entering Congress as freshmen and those who will be returning to lead. With Democrats in the majority, San Francisco Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi is all but certain to become the first woman Speaker of the House of Representatives. Scott Schaefer from member station KQED in San Francisco has this profile. He says Pelosi has politics in her blood.
On a shelf behind the desk in Nancy Pelosi's office at the Capitol is a black and white photograph. It shows a 7-year-old girl proudly holding a Bible as her father is sworn in as mayor of Baltimore in 1947. Little Nancy, as she was called, learned the political ropes at the feet of her father, who went on to serve 5 terms in Congress, and her mother, who also worked in politics.
The two of them were working on the side of the angels. They considered public service a noble calling, that they were there to help people, that the Democratic Party was the vehicle to do that, and that they were, it was very clear.
Pelosi says she learned something else from her parents, the importance of religious faith.
I was raised in an Italian Catholic household where faith, family, country were all very important.
Pelosi took that spirit of faith and public service to San Francisco when she moved there with her husband Paul in 1969. The couple had 5 children in 6 years, 4 daughters and a son. Even as a young mother, Pelosi volunteered for Democratic candidates. As chair of the California Democratic Party, she lured the Democratic National Convention to San Francisco in 1984. 2 years later, she helped Democrats win back the Senate by chairing their national fundraising efforts. Pelosi went from the periphery of politics to center stage in 1987 when she decided to run for Congress. It was a bruising campaign. In a raucous debate just before the election, Pelosi was branded by some of her opponents as a lightweight and a wealthy political dilettante.
How can she relate to people like me, a single parent, working mother?
Why can't
somebody
she relate?
Let me answer that.
Because the problems are different. She's never met a payroll. She's never had to worry about child care.
Pelosi won the election, but just barely. In Washington, she quickly won allies by championing liberal causes like more funding to fight AIDS, but she also reached across the aisle on issues like human rights and showed her personal charm and shrewd political skills in building relationships with future campaign supporters.
You know, Nancy understands that to get, you have to give.
Former Sacramento Congressman Vic Fazio served with Pelosi for 10 years in the House. He says she rose to party leadership positions through hard work and a personal touch, like sending handwritten notes to colleagues.
Politics is a process of building relationships. In her very compelling personal style, the engagement that she has with people, she became an incredibly good fundraiser.
In fact, the only Democratic member of Congress who raised more money than Pelosi this election cycle is Hillary Clinton. But in her role as a national party leader, Pelosi has taken heat from liberal supporters back home. This week, 59% of her constituents voted for an advisory measure to impeach President Bush and Vice President Cheney. Some of them demonstrated outside her office this week in San Francisco.
Impeach! Impeach! Impeach!
They wanted to put her on notice that they expect Pelosi to listen to the anti-war movement.
And I'm here to say, Nancy, we have a message for you. Silence is complicity.
But Pelosi recognizes that what plays in San Francisco may not play in Peoria. Instead, she says she wants to focus on issues that appeal to moderates, like raising the minimum wage and cutting prescription drug prices for seniors on Medicare. But she will need to keep her Democratic colleagues focused and in line behind her.
I've often said she knows how to handle the caucus and members with all of their issues and their problems. After all, she raised 5 kids.
That's Anna Eshoo, one of Pelosi's oldest and closest friends in Congress. The Silicon Valley Democrat calls Pelosi a workaholic and a chocoholic, something borne out by the dishes of Ghirardelli chocolate in Pelosi's office at the Capitol. Eshoo says what has made Pelosi successful is a combination of grace and grit.
She's elegant. She's polished. She's a lady. She's very refined. And she may only be 100 pounds plus and small in her height, but she's a giant and she is as strong as steel.
Pelosi will need that steely determination if she's to prove that a woman's place is indeed in the House. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.